Bienvenue. Ça c'est posez-moi un autre. Parfait, excellent, c'est un spectacle. Devant moi, nous nouvelles contestantes. Ça c'est Lindsay Addix et Rachel Falk. Bonjour, enchantée.
Bientôt.
It's pretty good French, right?
Not really. Okay. Okay. I don't know.
I'll go back to English and we'll describe why I just did that. But that was amazing. You'll see. Hi, Rachel.
Hello.
Welcome, Rachel Falk. Hey, you're a volunteer guide at the Natural History Museum?
Yes, I am.
That's so exciting.
Yes, what, it is cool.
What room are you in?
I cover the highlights of the museum. So
best of.
So the dinosaurs.
Best of.
So the dinosaurs.
Okay, Lindsay Haddix, everybody. You work for the Department of Housing Preservation?
That's correct.
That's affordable housing?
Yeah, that's
You're
right.
You're my hero. Thank you.
I'm trying.
Yeah,
I'm trying.
Well done. This is a game called Not Quite French, kind of like what I was speaking at the top of the show. I know a little bit of French because, of course, I grew up in Canada, which is not a lot, as you can tell, but just enough to teach. So, John, why don't you tell us about this fabulous game?
Well, in this game, we're looking for English words that could be mistaken for French words because they begin with either the letters L-E or L-A. The trick is when you remove the first two letters of the word, it leaves another English word with a totally different meaning. Okay? For example, here's a clue. It's not a French man who's about to get married. It's the space you want a lot of when you're in a plane or car. The answer is legroom.
Right. Legroom looks like le groom.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
This is going to be ugly.
This is
going to
be
le
tough.
I need a piece
of paper and a pen.
It's going to be le crazy.
Remember, these are English words that begin with L-E or L-A. When you drop the first two letters, they form a different word. Here we go. It's not a French thug or bully. It's a small body of water like the kind on Gilligan's Island. Yes?
Lagoon?
Rachel. Lagoon is right.
Rachel. Oh, yeah.
Lagoon.
I got
off to
one
a
point.
Good start.
One point. All right. At least I have 1 point. Yay.
It's not found in a French urn. It's what you'd use to walk your dog. Rachel? Rachel?
Leash?
Leash or le-ash. Oui, oui.
Le-ash.
It's not a square in a French game of Monopoly. It's a popular children's building toy. Rachel?
Lego.
Lego or Lego, right.
So you guys are catching on. I saw that now it's all confidence in the eyes. Started off, you're like, oh, no. And now, look great.
It's not a French metal. It's a language you should know if you're going to be the Pope. Lindsay?
Latin.
Latin or Latin, yes. It's not where French men watch television. It's when you're carrying something heavy or burdensome.
Weighed down by this.
Perhaps French teenagers play Xbox there.
And French foxes hang out there.
Lindsay?
La Den.
La Den or Leyden, yes. Good. It's not what the French call the lead singer of the Police. It's how you describe something that has existed for a long time. Lindsay?
Listing or lasting.
Lasting or listing, thank you. It's not a French term for the back of the neck. It's a Native American tribe.
Lenape.
Lenape or Lenape. Very good, Rachel. That's our game, and Rachel takes it.
Rachel, congratulations. Lindsay, excellent job. That was phenomenal. We'll see you, Rachel, for our final round. Another hand for those two great contestants.